First, Hakadat HaTov, we have to thank Kramer, Levin, Naftalis, and Frankel for allowing us to use the lovely building. It's beautiful. We thank Mr. Abe Stafsky for making the arrangements. If you look down that long desk, you'll see books. We have books for sale. We even have one copy of Golden Doves with Silver Dots, paperback, available for $40, our last copy of the book. The book, I believe, is not currently in print.
No, it's not in print.
Okay. So we have one copy of that. The Horizontal Society is two volumes, $85, cheap at any price, $85. So that is the Hakadat HaTov. Rabbi Ricky Hittery for doing taping for us and helping us with the organization. So as I was saying, 7 years ago, almost to this day, we remember the day, September 10th, 2001.
Oh, yeah.
I live. September 11th, 2001. We were treated for the first time to some of the ideas that are in the Horizontal Society in Congregation Magen David in Brooklyn on 67th Street. And I want to go back even further than that in my introduction, because as I work doing the things that I do, pleasant or unpleasant though they may be, I come across interesting things all the time. The first thing that's interesting that seems a topic of conversation in the community, and I apologize for people that are not of the Brooklyn community, there is a new blog. The blog is called The Last Halabi. blogspot.com. Sort of like the Holy Roman Empire. It's not The Last, it's not Halabi, I'm not sure that it's a blog. It's complicated. The other thing, which I brought with me as I ripped it out of the JCC catalog, is a program taking place at the Upper West Side JCC called The Syrian Community, Force or Fossil. This is taking place on Tuesday, October 28th. The reason that I raise these issues is because of all the things that get spoken about in the community, Deal, Brooklyn, people traveling, the one thing that is never spoken about is the scholarship that we are going to look at tonight of Chacham Jose Power. Nobody is speaking about the Horizontal Society. When I was aware, and I have the book in a previous version on a Word file that the rabbi was nice enough to send me years ago when he began working on it, I waited for the moment, counting the days, until the book was published, as I have with every one of the rabbi's other books, and I have brought my copies of them. The first book, we'll stroll down memory lane for those who are not familiar with the rabbi's work, is Golden Doves with Silver Dots. And the book was a revelation in my life. It was a book that the rabbi happened to be working on while I was studying with him in 1981 and 1982. So we saw pieces of it as it was being worked on. And it was a watershed in bringing together what's called postmodern philosophy and Talmudic studies in the Sephardic rabbinic variant. This was very important because very few people in the Sephardic community had the erudition of Chacham Fa'ur with these sources. When I was an undergraduate at NYU, I happened to be studying this material, Jacques Derrida, Roland Barthes, these type of individuals, and when I first met Chacham Fa'ur, and I mentioned this to him, he said, this is what I am working on. So this was, at the time, 1981, complete revelation to me, that a rabbi from our community, living on Ocean Parkway, was reading this material and applying it to Judaism in such a way that was tremendously beneficial to my intellectual development. So I could finally see and make all these connections between texts that I was reading in NYU and Torah, which was a major issue for me at that particular moment. I was still an undergraduate. I was about 19, 20 years old. Golden Doves, unfortunately, did not have the impact on either our community in Brooklyn or Jewish academia that I wanted it to have, but internally it nourished me as an individual, and it has been the basis upon which I have been doing my work for these many years. The second book that was published in 1992 was In the Shadow of History, Stillington. And that took Golden Doves and began to flesh out from a historical perspective how we reach the point of modernity, how Jews, in the calamity that was Spain and the Inquisition, began to produce for us modernity. Another radical argument, another argument that was taking the same kind of attitude as Golden Doves, very bold, not an in-the-box sort of thing, very much outside the box, and saying, look at all of these figures, look what they produced. It's uncanny how so many of people that are associated with what we call the European Enlightenment were very much a part of this old, decaying Andalusian culture. The third book from 1999 is Homo Mythicus, still in print. And that went back even further to read, in a very pure way, Maimonides' Guide of the Perplexed. The reason that I provide this short, précis introduction is because when I began to read my physical copy of the new book of the Horizontal Society that we're going to be hearing about tonight, I realized as I moved through these chapters that the Horizontal Society is a work of masterful synthesis. As I told the rabbi when I first got through about half of the book, I said, this is now a symphony of what this is. It takes these three books, and do not, as you hopefully will be reading the book, do not feel somehow this is recapitulation. It is something new. It is taking out of these three books something very vital and is producing something that is different from the three books. As much as I am beholden to these three books, and I live with them, my covers are worn at this point, the Horizontal Society is something, if I could be so bold, different. It is something that takes on the totality of all these ideas and puts them in a form that I don't believe anyone has ever even attempted before, to take all of this material and condense, digest, make arguments, interlace. Again, I use the metaphor of a symphony, of the way that things are brought together. Each section of the book, there are five sections of the book, each of which has to do with a specific element of Jewish identity, of Jewish thinking, of living, of halakha, of philosophy, of history, of culture. All of these things are brought together in the course of the book. And literally, I have not finished my reading of the book yet. I'm going through it very carefully. One sentence today leapt out at me as I was reading it, literally today, coming home on the subway. And I wanted to share that with you as an introduction and as a way of orienting all of you to how significant all of this is. This is not merely a book about Judaism. It's a book about what life is, what the essence of life is. And it's written in such a style that it would be familiar to those who have internalized the other three books, but maybe unfamiliar to those that are not aware of the style that Chacham Fowl uses in his writing, which is central, and he mentions it numerous times in the book, a style called Melitza. And that style is out of the idea of Derasha, is a way of organizing thought in a way that is perfectly consistent with the Jewish tradition and is alien to the way that Western thought has evolved in terms of the dichotomy truth rhetoric, which again, for someone who has already internalized Golden Dust, that is something that you're familiar with. But if not, it's something that has to be considered because it is a different way of seeing Judaism. Part of the argument of the book, as the book comes to its conclusion, is that Judaism today, and I go back now to these blogs and these programs of people trying to pontificate and gloviate and do all sorts of things, saying who we are and what our problems are, going back away from that, as I do the unpleasant job of my of the work that I do with my newsletter, I come back to this book and I feel as if I've been cleansed. That somehow this is what it is. And that in going out into the field of battle, this is what it is that I'm fighting for in so many different ways. The book is predicated in its rhetorical fashion through the style of Melitza on the idea of religious humanism. And I want to just read this passage, and I will then give it over to the Chacham to speak about. And this is, if anyone cares, it's on page 327 of volume 1. Quote, "Thus, whereas the disciples of sages bring peace not only among Jews, but also to the world, bogus Talmudists are perennially attacking someone, goyim, other Jews, and, when no one else, each other, beginning at home." This passage ties together the various pieces that I've been putting in front of you. What our experience is to go from a blog or a program at the JCC, where something that is unreal, something that is what Chacham Fowler in the Horizontal Society calls the analphabetic society, something that we will hear about and something that you will read about, Be'ezrat Hashem, when you get the books. The analphabetic society is the society, unfortunately, that we live in. It connects to a concept that we first learned in Golden Dust, and that is the concept of monolingualism, where there is one way of seeing, no other ways of seeing, and you have to follow that way. And what you have in front of you, as you live, is a choice, not choices. The horizontal society, with its themes of peace, of justice, of equity, taking the idea that has become so commonplace of might makes right, that is repeated thoroughly over and over during the course of this book, makes us sit back and think, what is Torah? What are we doing as Jews? And what is laid out in this book masterfully, in ways that I was just telling the Chacham as we were driving in. I'm looking at a footnote. I'm looking at a passage. I said, I know that. And I have to reread it, because I'm saying, I know it, but I don't know it. I don't know what he's doing with it. And he's bringing together, artfully, as a craftsman, materials that make you stand back and say, God, how did I not see that? So, this is, and I hate to be, pretentious about it, an epical event. This is not just a book, it's not just a lecture, and it doesn't matter if there's not 5 million people here. What matters is that we take the material and make it a part of us. So, before the rabbi speaks again, thank you for coming, all of you. I thank the rabbi. And please make sure before you leave to purchase a copy of the book.
Great sales, Mike.